agreed. I think this hobby in itself attracts a type of person. People that are, you know, usually they're inquiring and they're willing to experiment with things and they're really willing to work with others. I see that. That's kind of a common trend I see in the hand club. Other clubs I've been in, not always didn't turn out that way. They're sometimes it's even disappointing, but, you know, yeah, it's just, but this, yeah, it attracts a type of person, and I think that's probably the draw for me is, you know, identify with what we're trying to accomplish here. So, yeah, it's great. I talk to people all over the country, and it's, I'm having a blast doing it. In fact, you know, I hardly ever pick up my phone nowadays because I don't even want to look at the news, or I read a book, or I get on the radio. So, that's my life right there.
Absolutely, that's a great great way to look at it. I honestly, because I'm getting back into guitar, spend more time on YouTube watching guitar videos and how-tos and stuff than anything. But it's good to get, like I said, I'm pretty active with the local net. Every day I get on 2 meters in the morning and in the evening. Most evenings, not every evening, but most evenings I'm on 2 meters on the local repeater there. And I drive in, I talk to a couple of people in the morning. Depending on where our locations are, we'll jump to a different repeater or two. We've got more than a handful of repeaters to choose from up there, which is really nice. There's a lot of active hands up there and a lot of good clubs. I am a member of one club, the Grundy County Amateur Club. That's a smaller club. A little farther southwest of Mediat, and those guys are a really nice group also. I think you're right, it attracts a certain type of person, and obviously there's always the exception to the rule, but as the rule, I think a lot of what we have in common is I guess to put it simply, the curiosity, you know, what can I do with this type of a mindset, and then it's what brings people together. What's that guy doing with that? Maybe I could do something too with that, or you know, what kind of idea does he have? Or you keep talking about antennas. I mean, I could just talk about antennas all day. it's just a lot of fun to play with the hobby, and there's just so much of it that I still don't even know. That some of the old-timers I talk to, they're just talking about the old radios and how they worked on them and with all the technical specs of them all. And my eyes start glazing over, but it just makes me wish I knew. I actually did take some electronics courses at the local community college about 10, 15 years ago, so I kind of know some of the terminology and what some of the components do, but that's about it. When they start talking about the serious stuff inside these radios, man, I do get lost.